Let's face it, life on planet Earth can be quite challenging. Who knew that coming to this planet as a spiritual being living a human experience would be filled with so many obstacles? Welcome to our Soul Tribe family. Well, hello and welcome to episode 4 of Your Soul's Journey on Planet Earth. I'm Susan Saucier, your intuitive spiritual earth guide. It's my wish and intention to bring you guidance, wisdom, and knowledge to help you navigate life as a spiritual being living a human experience. So in this episode, we're going to talk about an escape room. Have you ever had the experience of going to an escape room for fun with friends or family or even coworkers? I've had the pleasure of this experience a number of times, and I always find it fun and exciting. Now, for those of you who have not experienced going to an escape room or even have heard of it, I would like to touch upon it a bit right now. So, an escape room is a place where you can build teamwork amongst coworkers, family, and friends. Basically, an escape room, sometimes known as an escape game or puzzle room, is a themed challenge event where players collaborate to find clues, complete tasks, and solve a variety of puzzles. The aim is to achieve a specific time goal, usually to escape from somewhere. Now, the escape room will have hidden items and clues and numbers and combinations to unlock, and sometimes it may even involve lights and sounds. Think of this like a puzzle where you need to work as a team to solve the mystery and find your way out within a certain time frame. Now, I don't want to get too much into this escape room thing because that's not really the point of what this episode is about, but I'm going to use it as an example. However, I realized the other day after meditation that going into an escape room is somewhat like coming to planet Earth. You make the choice to come here, knowing beforehand that you will have to figure out many different puzzles and obstacles, but also knowing beforehand that you have put in place many hidden clues, sounds, messages, numbers, combinations, and puzzle pieces, if you will, to help you maneuver through life. Now, the escape room is timed, usually anywhere from 90 minutes to maybe 2 hours. And I realize that life is definitely not 2 hours. However, the goal is to make the best of the time you have to uncover and learn whatever you can in order to successfully unlock the hidden door, find the magic key, or solve the mystery before the time is up. Sometimes you succeed and sometimes you don't. However, whether you solve the puzzle or not, you still get to leave the escape room when the time is up. So either way, I often have noticed whether we lose or we win, considering you have found the key to escape on your own, I've often felt very exhilarated and excited from the energy that was put forth using my brain to think outside the box and discover new ways and new ideas to break the code. Now, in an escape room, they have different themes, and some might be like of ancient times, and some might be, you know, like a murder scene, so it can get really crazy. And we did one like that where the room was very dark and you have very limited lighting. And they actually sometimes even have you chained up. And the gentleman who owns the shop will lock everybody up in their little chains, leave the room, and you have to start figuring out how you can get out. So I just wanted to give an example for those of you who've never done something. And it can feel a little intense and scary because you're not supposed to have your phones with you or anything, so that you have to really use your intuition, your thinking, and patience, because the more you start to feel stressed, the more intense it gets, and then you can't focus. So it's really a game about life as well. So let's look at life in a similar fashion. You show up here, Again, you choose your parents, your home life, your career path, etc. We talked about that in an earlier episode if you have not listened to it. You also have in place many obstacles to distract you in this lifetime, to throw you off course. You find yourself solving some pieces of the puzzle of your life, while at other times the pieces you are looking for are still a mystery. Yet you keep trying. After all, you want to succeed in this game of life. Now, in an escape room, you're using both lobes of your brain. The left side specializes in analytical and logical thinking, while the right side focuses on creativity. The neural receptors that send messages around the brain are highly engaged. When the brain is working hard, a chemical known as dopamine is released. Dopamine is responsible for learning and memory. Dopamine is also responsible for allowing you to feel pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation. When you feel good that you have achieved something, it's because you have a surge of dopamine in the brain. So for those of you who really like to try new things and maybe even take on all these different courses and keep achieving different things, part of the chase of that is that dopamine feeling of going after something. So if you're that type of person and then you find that once you've achieved it, you've kind of lost that joyful feeling, it has a lot to do with the chase of going after something. That's what's keeping you motivated and excited. So anyway, let's go back to using the example of the escape room real quick. Think of life on planet Earth, just like the escape room. Again, as I mentioned, you choose to come here to be a participant in the game of life on planet Earth. You come equipped with everything you need to leave this life successfully, achieving all you came here to achieve. Now, I'm not talking about how successful you are in your career or whether you have X amount of college credits and money in the bank. I'm talking about realizing that you came here to experience life on this earth with all its challenges, obstacles, ups and downs, as well as all its magical moments, joy, happiness, and love that just fills you up. So when you find yourself feeling stuck, as if you have no way out, just like being in an escape room, I'm here to remind you that there is always a way out. There's always a way out. You are only as stuck as you choose to be. Those who exist in your world are existing because of the energy you give them. The experiences in your life are there because you allowed them to come into your life, to challenge you in ways you perhaps never imagined that you would be challenged. I'm not saying it's easy, but what I am saying is that you hold the key to unlock that puzzle. It's within you. When you're in an escape room, you have a time frame that once you exceed that time frame, if you didn't make it through the door by yourself on your own accord with your team, it will still be open for you to walk through once that time is up. It's up to you to decide if you feel that you gave it your all and you congratulate yourself on all the effort you put into it, or you walk out with your head looking down and letting your inner critic telling you how stupid you are. Which one of those will you choose? Hopefully the one where you're congratulating yourself for the effort you put in. This is life, my friends. You're going to have your good days. You're going to have your bad days. Life will throw you some amazing moments to uplift you, but will also throw you some really difficult experiences so that you can have the opportunity to learn, to grow, and to expand your awareness. Use the power of your mind. You are not meant to suffer, but you are meant to learn and grow. Sometimes the only way you learn is through the darkness, for it is then that you find your true resilience and determination. It is then that you see the light that has always been shining, but you were too busy, lost in your misery, to see anything but lack or loss. You're not here to escape life and its obstacles. You are here to gain awareness, working with others, using your creative mind, thinking outside of the box when you feel stuck. You're here to learn patience, persistence, courage, confidence, strength, weakness, compassion, anger, and love. But most importantly, through all of this, you're here to learn how to believe in yourself. You are like a puzzle. You have so many pieces and parts of you. Some of these pieces are a bit rough around the edges, while other pieces are soft and gently fall into place. Know that there is something greater inside of you than any obstacle outside of you. If you look back over your life experiences, begin to notice where you have felt really stuck, as if you were in one of those escape rooms, where you had clues all around you, hidden gems, and all kinds of ideas to help you out of this room, but you were too busy focusing on the pain, the anger, the stress, the worry, the hurt, the resentment, and the guilt, to even notice all these clues that your spirit team has been providing you. The next time you find yourself really stuck in a situation, think of an escape room and remember that you have everything within you to literally escape the situation that's keeping you hostage. You are so much more powerful than you could ever imagine. You did not come here to planet Earth to lose yourself and never find your way back. You came here to discover what it's like to lose yourself in order to embrace finding your true authentic self. When you're willing to honor yourself always, not just when you feel happy and joyful, but more importantly, when you feel upset and down. You are stuck with you for the rest of your life, so you might as well be your best friend and cheerleader instead of the critic who only keeps you stuck in that escape room, blind to all the clues and pieces to the puzzle that are being offered to you always, the signs and symbols and synchronicity in your life, they're all around you. But if you get yourself so stuck in this low vibration of fear, doubt, worry, guilt, and pain, it's almost impossible to see, feel, and hear and know what's all around you that are providing you all the guidance that you're seeking. You have to be willing to get out of your own way, and you'll see the light at that door open up in magical ways. Never underestimate your true worth. You also need to understand that sometimes when things are going according to your plan, the universe, your creator, and your spirit team may be behind the scenes preparing everything for your arrival. Patience is key, and so is your trust that all will be okay. If you're living a life where you feel lack, you must go within to discover where you are feeling not worthy enough to receive. There's more than enough for everyone on this planet. Yet many go without and get lost in what they don't have instead of what they do have. Using the escape room as a reminder, begin to look around and notice the keys and the symbols that are being provided to you. What spirit animals are around you? They hold so much wisdom and knowledge and bring you guidance on what you may be needing to work on or wait for. I know when I see a turtle, for instance, that I'm needing to be patient And that's what I'm talking about when I refer to signs, not just spirit animals. There's so many different things out there, but pay attention to the animals, the birds, butterflies, whatever you're seeing, there's symbols within them. And I will be posting some more podcasts that will be directly about spirit animals as well in the near future. Let's think about, for instance, the spirit animals and signs and hidden clues that are all around you. It's unlikely that you'll be driving down the road, you know, really stressed out and worried about something, about maybe where you want to live, where you're going to move to. And suddenly out of nowhere, a truck pulls out in front of you and it has a sign reading, "Hey, you, move to this location and you will find pure happiness." I mean, that would be awesome, but it's a bit more hidden than that. Sometimes you will see signs on a truck or a car or a license plate over and over again, and they can be trying to get your attention. Absolutely. That would be awesome, but it's way more hidden than that, just like the escape room. You don't go into an escape room and all the details of how to get out are displayed on the wall. That would defeat the entire purpose. You are here on this planet by choice, and you're living a human experience. Your core is your spiritual essence, which is super powerful. So think of yourself in an escape room. You go into the room and you're given a flashlight and a key. As the game begins, you turn on the flashlight to find you and your team are in a dungeon. And there are strange symbols on the wall, locks on certain doors and cabinets with numbers scribbled in different sequences on pieces of paper. You get the point. If you panic, you will find yourself wasting time and missing all these hidden clues before you. If you take the time to assess everything around you, take a deep breath, slowly begin to decipher the clues, you'll find it a lot more easier to maneuver through it. And this may take many different attempts, failures, and frustration. You can go sit in the corner and give up and wait till the person who is running it can come in and let you out at the end of it. Or you can reevaluate, reassess, and rethink your strategy. The same scenarios present themselves in your day-to-day life. You have sometimes when everything seems to be going smoothly, and at other times, it might not be so smooth. But when it's going smoothly, you want to use that time to revitalize and replenish your energy. Rest as you need it. Have fun, dance, laugh, be grateful, and fill yourself up with high vibrational energy. Because soon you may find yourself feeling stuck, like in a dungeon, where you're needing that energy source to guide you through the darkness and into the light. So remember, take a deep breath, assess everything around you. If you panic and get stressed, you may miss some hidden clues from your spirit team, your source, the universe, that are guiding you to the solutions. Again, just like an escape room, you may find yourself having to figure out lots of different things, combinations on some of the locks. You may feel frustration and you may overthink everything. Just take a step back, reevaluate, think outside the box, and give yourself a break. Unlike the escape room, most times you're not on a specific time frame. I know you want this resolved and you'd love to have it over and done with. Take advantage of the time that you do have and take frequent breaks if needed to reboot your energy, restore yourself, ground yourself, be out in nature. Let yourself not think about it for a while. And then when you come back to it, you can look at things differently and you'll see some clues and solutions you didn't even know that were there. And then you'll be ready to tackle the issue that you're being presented with. Sometimes you may have a short time span, though, and need to find a solution really fast. But whatever the case may be, know that you came here with an agenda. And in that agenda, you have many clues and puzzle pieces that will fit in the correct places when you're ready to be open and to receive them instead of trying to force them. Trying to force a key in a lock that doesn't match can destroy the lock, making it more difficult to open when you find the right key. Think about that. When you're forcing things, you sometimes are creating so much more work than if you let them flow. The buried treasure that you are seeking and attempting to find is within you, not outside of you. Use the tools that you came here with, your mind, your intuition, your heart, and your ability to know the difference between when you need to surrender and trust and when you need to take inspired action. If you sit long enough to allow yourself to feel and hear, you will know what your next step is. I'm going to leave you with this quote from Wayne Dyer. He states, "With everything that has happened to you, you can either feel sorry for yourself or treat what has happened as a gift. Everything is either an opportunity to grow or an obstacle to keep you from growing. You get to choose." End quote. That's pretty profound. I always use my example of that severe rheumatoid arthritis. I could have used that as an obstacle to keep me from growing, but instead, I did think of it eventually as a gift that gave me the opportunity to grow. I hope you found this podcast inspirational and helpful, and if you did, please share it with others. Follow me, subscribe, comment, and please know that I'm truly grateful that you are part of this Soul Tribe family. I would like to mention that I'm currently offering coaching sessions, and I have different packages that can fit your particular needs. Many of these packages come with bonuses of personalized guided meditations that are unique to you. Please feel free to email me with any questions regarding sessions and coaching packages and payment plans. I'm happy to be of service and help in any way I can. My website and email info are in the show notes. I hope this guided meditation will inspire you to love yourself unconditionally and continue to heal and grow and evolve as you intended to on your life's journey here on planet Earth. So let's begin by finding a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. Close your eyes and take a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose. And release slowly through your mouth, inhaling new beginnings and releasing old, stagnant energy. Once again, breathing in through your nose, new beginnings, and exhaling through your mouth, toxic, old energy that no longer serves you. Letting your body and your mind relax and let go, giving yourself permission to heal, to nourish and rejuvenate all of you. Allowing any thoughts that may come into your mind to just be put to the side for now, knowing that they'll come back to you later if they're important. This is your time to take care of you and you alone. Feel the gentleness of peace and relaxation begin to take over your entire body, relaxing even more. For when you relax in this beautiful deep state, you are allowing your body to heal in profound ways. Now at this time, we ask to be surrounded by pure divine love, healing light energy, safety and protection now and always. Calling in our spirit teams and the archangels to bring in the elements of fire, water, air, and earth as a representation of their pure divine love, healing energy, and guidance that they are providing all of us on this journey. Divine healing source energy, we ask that you help us to understand the depth of our being and the true potential we each hold within us to overcome any obstacles and life challenges that present themselves to us in our lives, to be aware of the hidden clues, to be aware of the pieces to the puzzle, to be aware of all the significance and the symbols and the synchronicities that are needing our attention to bring solutions. We ask that you please shine down upon us your healing light energy, filling us up with your wisdom, your knowledge, your strength, courage, and guidance and clarity. Now, as you relax even more, begin to notice before you a mixture of colors. Whatever colors you're seeing are meant for you. See this mixture of colors swirling gently all around you. Perhaps they even look like a rainbow of colors, or maybe just one or two colors. Allow yourself to see whatever colors that your spirit team feels you're needing in your energy field at this time. Now allow these colors to begin to intertwine with your energy field and your aura. Feel them in the tingling, warm sensation as they bring about a deep sense of peace and tranquility throughout your body, mind, and spirit. Flowing so gently, as if caressing your aura with feather-like strokes of pure divine love and healing energy. And as you bask in these vibrant colors, allow yourself to float and drift ever so gently, floating and drifting, relaxing and letting go and surrendering to this peaceful, wonderful experience. And before you know it, you find yourself within a room. And within this room, as you look around, you begin to notice many different symbols and numbers, crystals and gems, and hidden clues. And as you look around this room, you realize you are in a place deep within yourself that holds many answers and many ideas and solutions to all the situations in your life that you have allowed to keep you feeling stuck. As you quickly glance around this room, you begin to see certain ideas take shape and form, reminding you that you can always find your way out of anything. Always. Notice how happy you begin to feel, how relieved, how empowered and confident that you've had the answers all along within you, but you didn't see them because you were too busy stuck in the problem. But now in this moment, you are able to clearly see as you look into the deeper part of you, knowing that you always hold the key and you can leave this place of feeling stuck whenever you choose. So go ahead right now and pick up that key. Notice the shape, the color, and how it feels in your hand. Taking in all the solutions and ideas that are filling you up instantly in your mind right now. Knowing that you will have access to these ideas and solutions as you need them, as long as you take the time to quiet your mind and let go of your desire to control every outcome. Knowing that any pieces of the puzzle that you're needing will come through, any hidden clues will be revealed to you easily and instantly. Once you let go and you give permission to the universe, your creator, and your spirit team by asking them to bring you the guidance and answers you are seeking. Look around this room. The key is in your hand, lighting up all the different possibilities and options and solutions. It's right there, lighting up, written on the walls in this room. Notice it all around you. When you're ready, use that key to open the door and set yourself free and walk into your solution. It is there waiting for your arrival. Know and believe with all your heart that within a short amount of time, all will be completely revealed to you. And it is so. Sit in this moment and take in all of the solutions and ideas and inspired action that begins to flow through your body, allowing yourself to let go of trying to control the situation and instead letting the guidance from the universe, your creator, and the spirit teams bring it to you. Letting your eyes open and see, letting your ears hear what you need to hear, letting your mind read and see and feel and understand what you need to. It all becomes clear. The solution, the ideas, they're all in your view right now. My dear friend, I trust you. I believe in you. And I know you are working so hard to create an amazing life. Keep trusting yourself. Everything is going to be okay. I have no doubts that you will find the answers you're seeking, and you will live a life that fits you beautifully. Now take in a nice, slow, deep breath, filling your body up with new, vibrant energy, exhaling the toxic energy that you're ready to release. And let this beautiful new energy flow through your whole body, feeling a shift in your body, as if a weight has been lifted and you're now feeling lighter, filled with empowering energy, ideas, solutions, knowledge, and wisdom, giving love and gratitude to the archangels, the universe, your creator, and spirit team for their continued support as you experience your soul's journey on planet Earth. Now begin to bring yourself back to the present moment, letting yourself back into the present time gently by slowly beginning to open your eyes when you're ready. Have a wonderful week ahead, my friends. Till next time, namaste.